Continuing the Rambam, we're in Perek Chafalaf, Halacha Yud Beis, Chapter 21, Law 12. Again, we're discussing when a person sells something to another person and he's not thoroughly descriptive of it, we always assume the least amount is being offered. That's the general rule. And or there are certain standards that we assume is being offered. And the last few halachas are dealing with the standards. So in Yud Beis, it's just a one-liner. I'm selling you the space for a cistern and its walls. So how much space is he giving? Because you're going to have to go down and you're going to have to dig a hole. So how much space is he giving? No, has to have the width of the wall. I guess of the width of the wall has to be three tvachim. No more explanation I have in my commentary. Do you have anything more? Okay, so you can conjecture what that is.
Is this for clean water?
Yeah, three tvachim is about that much.
Is this for personal consumption, one person?
I guess so. He's selling it to somebody, so maybe it could be a small cistern. I don't know. Okay, now the fun begins, and this is where we would need the building blocks, but we'll try to do this verbally and with using my hands, okay? And we'll try to get this. The next number of halachas, four halachas, are dealing with selling pieces of land, and the person makes a schematic of what he's selling. So we're just assuming, for the sake of simplicity, that all fields are either square or rectangular. We know they're not, but the only way we can get through this is this way. I don't know if your English has any pictures. No, you do? Mark was able to download, didn't have pictures. So those of you who don't have pictures, you're going to have to just hopefully work over here. Anyway, people online, it's going to be hard, fellas. If you have the Rambam Lam, okay, on page Kuf Chaf Aleph, it has some nice pictures. If you have the English Rambam, it has a few pictures as well. Okay, here's the story. Hamocher Sodel Chaver, a person sells a field to his friend, Umotzar Lo, and he makes a schematic of the boundaries of the field. Okay, now there's probably other fields bordering this field that belong to other people. And I guess it's no different than when you buy a house. What do you call that? Not the plans. When they show you where your lot numbers are. I forgot what that's called. There's a fancy term for that.
Survey?
Survey. Yeah. Whenever you sell a house, you have to show a survey or something. So the guy kind of surveyed this one piece of property, and he made the design for it. Now, normally, you would get a straight box or a rectangle, and that would say, okay, here's the property that you're getting. Okay, so when he did this, three out of the four lines were complete, but one was not complete. Umatzar lo metzer echad, one of the boundaries was aruch, one was long on one side, but echad kotzer, and one is short on the other side. So, for example, let's say like this. That this is one box. Well, this is not. This is one.
You want the picture?
No, one. This I have the picture. People don't have the picture. So let's say this is the south border. This is the north, the east border. This is the west border. All perfect. But when you come to the north border, instead of it going all the way to the end, it goes, let's say, halfway. He draws it halfway, and then there's a space. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like three and let's say a sukkah with three and a half walls. Yeah. Try to get that kind of idea. So the question is, so what was he intending on selling him? You know, like it's
like the
south wall side is all the way across. The north one, let's say, is halfway or two-thirds across. So now, what does he assume? What do we assume he meant when he's selling the field? Right? So it says like this. The Rambam says it depends on who are the neighbors. Now, he did the long side on the south side, let's say. If the long side belonged to one other person, the neighbor, it was a one individual neighbor. So he puts this line, it means I'm beyond this line, there's my neighbor who lives all the way on that side. So then, lo kona min ha'aruch, he doesn't get as long as the long side would suggest. Ella Keneged Kotzer. He only gets as opposed to what the shorter end is. In other words, if the long end, let's say it's the whole book, okay? is the long end, right? That's the south border. And you got up here the west and east. And if the north one, let's say halfway to the book. So what is he going to get? He's going to get this part of the land. It's like we cut a line across. But the shorter one is shorter, you see. So why didn't he just make four a square? So he's trying to show that I don't want to give him all this land, and I want to just give him, I'm showing him the other neighbors. I'm drawing this lines to show who all the neighbors. You got a neighbor to the south, you got a neighbor to the west, a neighbor to the north, a neighbor to the east. Don't ask why. This is where I'm.
We don't care where the east and west lines are positioned.
I don't understand.
The east and west lines are going this way.
Yes, I understand. So, but he's showing who the neighbors are. He owns the piece in the middle. He has four neighbors, let's say.
Well, he's not selling all of his land.
Yeah, he says this is the survey. You got Chaim Yankel to the south. You got Reuven to the north. Shimon to the whatever. There's four neighbors. So when you're drawing, you say these are the neighbors, and he's drawing the lines over here. Now, if he wanted to sell the full thing. Then make a complete square. You want to sell the full thing. Now, obviously, he should have made just half a square. Would have been a lot better. But you see, but on the south side, he has one neighbor who's taken the whole side at the bottom. So it's usually the way you're going to describe who that whole neighbor section is to show that whole section. The fact that on the top he didn't do that, he's trying to show that I don't want to give you the whole thing. And there, and that's now the question is, what about on the north border? Let's talk about that. Anyway, you only get Kenegat HaKotza. You only get as much as the shorter line. Drop the line down, and that's enough, because we assume he only wanted what was next to the shorter one. And why to make the longer one is because the other one belonged to a whole guy. So it belonged to a whole guy. He didn't want to make it shorter. However, Vimhoya Shel Shnayim, but if the lower one belonged, or let's say better, the top one, let's gonna be number three, right? Yeah, let's say if on the long line, if the long line belonged to two people, and one guy owned half, and the other guy owned half, and now he makes only the half line corresponding to that, you say, well, he did that dafka for a reason, or, you know, because there's two people over here. So since there's two people, it belongs to two people, what do we say? Now we make a different division, because now he wasn't forced to draw that long line. He could have drawn half the line because it was two guys there. So when you've got, let's say, the bottom line was one guy here and one guy here, so now you didn't have to. You could have stopped it right there. But he didn't. He went all the way across. He didn't have to. All the way on top, he went halfway. So what did he mean there? It's confusing. We're not exactly sure what he means. So you know what you do? Instead of just giving the half, we make a diagonal coming from this way. So the second half of the property is cut in half. So the guy gets 3/4 of the property. Because we're not exactly sure what he meant. He didn't have to. Since it was two people already, just make two short lines. Make a short line here and a short line here. And he could do that because there were two separate owners on the bottom. The fact that he made it long and the fact that he made it short means he wanted to give more than half. And that's really, now of course, maybe he's not such a good artist to make a diagonal. But he's saying, this part, you're getting the whole half of this part. And this part, you're getting half. And how do we determine the half? By making the diagonal, and that's how much he gets from that part.
Triangular piece of
yeah, well, it's better than getting half.
Well, in other words, it's... He
didn't want to do it that way. Maybe he wants to have the other angle. We're not sure. But he gets half of that property. That's the way, that's what the Rambam says. Yikna keneged rosh tor. He gets opposite the head of that. How does English translate rosh tor? The last two words over there? By a diagonal. Okay, it gets separated by a diagonal. That's not the exact translation, but that's the fact of what's going to happen. And that's why he made the long one, to show that he wants to have, you know, it go that far long on the bottom, and he only wants to go that far long on the short. So then what's left? You got to make that diagonal, and that's how he gets the diagonal. And that's what he meant when he did that. But that's only when there's two people owning the bottom.
So why wouldn't we do that when there's one person?
Because you don't usually just make half of it. You put the whole thing straight across. But when there were two, then he could say, I'm only opposite this guy and not the other guy. The guy's not in the equation. If there's two separate guys on the bottom, then what do you care about this guy over here? Just stop the line here, and finished. Okay? Now, the question that he doesn't deal with, what about that half line on the top? So we're saying that half line on the top generally suggests that's as far as I want to go. And on the bottom, I didn't want to go all the way across. But if there's two separate guys, well, then you would have put, you could put a half line on the bottom and a half line on the top, and then you're finished. You don't have to do anything more. There's a lot of questions I have on it, too, but at least we have an understanding what the Rambam is saying. The question of what is not being explained is what's going on the top, right? So I guess you'd have to say there were probably two people on the top. I guess there are two on the top, so he only puts the half there. So let's say there were two on the bottom and two on the top. So then what you should have done is put a half line on the top, a half line on the bottom. Why did he put a full line on the bottom? Because he wants to sell, you know, full on the bottom and half on the top and make a diagonal.
There could be one on the bottom and two on the top.
Whatever. It's confusing enough as it is.
But I'm wondering, Rabbi, about how when we learn about get and stuff like that, we're always worried about an unfinished document. Could someone not just draw the rest of that line? Like, I mean, what's the stuff? He's left it blank.
No, he gives him the document. He makes the document. There's witnesses signing it. What are you talking about?
Witnesses sign it.
Whatever. He's just saying for selling purposes. I want to sell you the property. Now, there could be a big property. He's not going to walk along. He says, listen, I'm going to give you a diagram of the property, and no one's arguing about this. It's not like there's somebody who's doing any chicanery here. This is what I'm selling you. Look, here is the way I'm laying out the property on a piece of paper. So what did he mean when he says that? And he didn't give enough explanation. They go to the bezin, and everyone admits this is what it is. We're not going to talk about a get where that is the formal act of the divorce. Instead, this was just a sample
but
to show.
Someone will just finish that line and say,
it's not a legal document. That's the difference. A get is a legal document. You tamper with a legal document. You're changing legalities. This guy is just saying this is the sample of what the sale is going to be. It's not a legal document at all.
They can argue about what land was sold.
Well, so Chazal is saying that's what he meant with the picture. When he made the picture like that, that's what he meant. Okay, I can't. We continue now. Yud Dalet. Okay, now the situation is a little bit different now. Now we have a square box. We have a square box. And this is the situation, and we're going to tell him what he has to do and what he shouldn't do to avoid confusion. Hoya Metzeruve. Now, you're selling a field in the middle. That belongs to Mr. A. The neighbors are, on all four sides, two neighbors, Reuven and Shimon. Now, on one, Reuven is Metzeruven Mizrach Umaref. Reuven has one property west and one property east of the said property that we're selling. Mm-hmm. Okay? Umetzer Shimon, and Shimon, the neighbor, has two properties, Tzof and Vidor, north and south of said property. So now, when the guy makes the box, you know, he has to indicate the directions, and he has to indicate Tzorich li sheyichtov lo Metzer Reuven mishtei ruchos. He has to write Reuven's side on both sides. He writes on the west Reuven's side, east Reuven's side, on the north Shimon's side, on the south. He has to write it all, even though it seems to be very verbose. But you put it all that way. Now, he doesn't really give any reason for this. The commentaries help us say. If he'd only writes, for example, this field is in between Reuven and Shimon's field. If that's all he says, but he doesn't articulate how, then we could explain that perhaps all he's prepared to do is to give half of the field. Again, if you see the picture here, where maybe he's only prepared to give a diagonal, but it borders Reuven and Shimon, and that's it's only two sides, so it borders Reuven and Shimon, so how do I define the field?
Criteria being between the two.
Diagonal. So he has to know, put Shimon on both sides, Reuven on both sides, and he has to say make it clear, because otherwise we might think he's only saying they're from two sides and not from all four sides.
So it would meet that statement.
It would meet that statement. So therefore, he has to clearly, if he knows that they own both properties on both sides, he has to articulate that. He doesn't have to even draw it, but articulate that Shimon borders you on the north and the south, and Reuven borders you on the west and the east, and I'm selling the piece of the mill, then for sure he gets the whole field. If you're just saying that it's bordered by Shimon and Reuven, then it's open for lots of interpretation. He'll get half of the property. Okay, that's not too bad. Okay, Tesvav, it's getting easier. Tesvav, Teslov is what's going to happen is he's going to sell him the whole property, but he only draws three out of the four lines. And he's missing the fourth line. Okay, so I'm selling my property, line, line, line. Well, so what's going to happen at the top? What are you going to say? He only sold half the property? This is much different than the first case where he only had a half a line going across. Here he's got...
Now he's got no line.
Line, line, line.
Now he's got no line.
But nothing at the top.
Seems worse.
So no, but the two lines here and here are telling me the field is going. It's got to be in between.
That's what I asked before.
It's got to be in between that. If you have one that's a half, that's a whole different story. But here you got three full lines. Okay? So let's see what he's going to say. You got the picture. It's over here. It's just straight. Forget about the bold black line here for a minute. But he just draws the three lines. Okay? That's all he has. So the Rambam is going to contend.
But it's bold there. It's empty?
It's not. He didn't draw it. He didn't draw that. We're going to tell you in a minute what's that, what that is. But he didn't draw that. Well, the Rambam is going to say simple. If I wrote through three lines, he means there's everything inside the three lines. But here's the question. Does he get the part that's right at the border? That's the thing. He didn't put that top line. And the question is, does he get, did he maybe want to hold back a little bit of that border or not? Is he selling everything right up to and including where these two top lines go, as it would seem to suggest? It was lazy, he didn't put the fourth line in. Or no, he's saying, no, I don't want you to have that border. That border is, I didn't want to sell the whole field. Now, what is that going to depend on? You're going to see there's three factors that are involved. If you get three factors on the side favorable to the purchaser, then the purchaser will get the border. If there's only one side favorable to him, it's certainly going to go to the seller. If it's two, we're not sure what to do, and it becomes a doubt. So let's
how
see.
How wide is this border? That's
what?
How wide is this border?
We're going to see. That's all part of what we're going to talk about. That's one of the factors that we have to determine.
Okay.
All right. So now, Matzalo Tesvav, Matzalo Metzer Rishon, Umetzer Shenu, Metzer Shlishi. He drew three of those borders. But Velo Matzer, Matzar Metzeri, he didn't do the fourth one. Well, in terms of the field in general, Kana Hasada Kula, he has purchased the entire field. In other words, everything that's inside those three lines. However, Avo Metzer Arvi, but that row, that one row that would be the border of the fourth that he didn't put that line in. So that question is, so what's going to be over there with that top corner? So we say, Lo Kana, he doesn't get it because obviously he didn't put the line over there. Since he didn't put any marker over there, generally we're going to say he didn't want him to have that top part. Now, it depends though, where that top is, there could be all kinds of things can be going on. You know, you could have another person's property is over there. You could have it's on a plateau and there's a sharp fall afterwards. I mean, or there could be some other things over there. So did he mean, what is that border part? That border part takes up space. So it's not so, you know, and not all rows and furrows line up exactly on the way he drew the lines, okay? He drew the lines, and then there's a little gap or something. So it's not, you know, from paper to reality, it's not precisely configured. So he said like this, if you have the following three things that would be in favor of the seller, then he even gets the border part. And that's the following. V'imhoya muvla, if the fourth border, the way it comes in reality, comes out in between these borders, in between those two lines. Now, it'll be easy to figure out what those two lines are. Let's say there's two neighboring properties. So you kind of know where the border line is on the top. And now if that edge is included in that border, and there's something there that's inside, like here's the picture here. Here is the border, goes up this far, and the line is here. There's something over here, and it's within the line. Okay, so that would tend to say that this is like, for all intents and purposes, the end of the field. What's behind that? It could be fences, could be whatever. I don't know. But let's say there's a little row over here. So, okay, that border is included within the line. All right? And the anal of rechev shel dekolim. Hold on. And there also is not a row of palm trees. Because if you're a row of palm trees, maybe that's why he didn't put the line over there. Okay? And the space, he doesn't define exactly how, you don't have 9 kavim worth of space, which is the minimal amount to be considered a little bit of a garden. That means it'd be something he might have wanted to leave over. So if you don't have those three things, in other words, you have one, you don't have two. In other words, that the top part is within the line, plus you don't have any fancy trees, and it's a very small amount of area, then it shows it's not really significant, and he probably wanted to give it to him. Okay? And it's within the line anyway. So it kind of shows he meant to include everything in there. Now, on the other hand, if we have less than all three, it gets a little bit unclear. Let's say that that top area is not included in the lines. See that the bold one is outside the line. There's something beyond the line. There's something significant that he owns, at least property-wise. That's already one strike against the buyer. Now we're going to add a second strike against the buyer. And you have either or to make the second factor. You have a row of palm trees, or there's a space of 9 kavim. You have either one. So you have the first one plus either 2 or 3. Then lo kana, he doesn't get it. Because that's two strikes against him. Two strikes against him, he's out. And he doesn't get what's on the top over there. But what if there's only one strike against him? What if hoya muvla? Let's say it is within the boundaries. And he's got now one going for him now. Either against him it's got a row of palm branches, or only 9 kavim, but the other one doesn't have. So the set buyer has two positives going for him. Or it wasn't included within the line. But the other two things don't happen. There isn't a row of palm branches, you don't have a tisha kavim. In other words, there's only one strike against the buyer. That makes it a suffix. We give it over to the Bezdin to decide. There's machlos. What exactly means? In other words, what do they think the seller meant according to their judgment? We don't ask him. Or what they think should be the halacha. It's basically what they call shuta d'daini, where the judges, they make the decision because there's too much doubt over here. So it's up to their discretion to decide what to do with that. Okay, one more.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what we learned in between Mincha Marav was the line wasn't empty; it was half completed.
That's worse than an empty
line.
Yeah,
that seems very strange.
Because he went out of his way to make a half a line.
So if you made not a half a line, but a quarter line, if you made a tenth of a
then
line,
that would be further discussions that Rambam's not dealing with. But when there's no line, that means we could really just ignore it. There's reason because you got the three. There's nothing to suggest we shouldn't go. You can't say, well, he did three, he only meant this much. What do you mean? The lines are going all the way this far. Yeah. Right? But here, when you have a whole line and then a half line, what's going on? It's not matching up.
My instinct when the rabbi asked what I think would happen is they just extend the line because he ran out of ink and he just.
Nah, because he ran out of ink. That's. We know the guy said I Badafka put that much on, but we say I drew it just this far.
Okay.
That's much he drew.
Is this done on parchment? Is that how they're drawing these things?
I guess that's the only thing they had. Okay, one more. Now, instead of drawing the box, which he should have done, you know what he does? Now, if you can see well, he just makes a little diagonal line on all four corners. He doesn't put the box. I don't know if you could see
it. Like those old photo corners.
Like photo corners. This is what you have. On the top,
you don't
have this. You got a thing here, a thing here, and a thing here, and a thing here. That's it. Okay? So now, what do you mean with that? What do you mean with that? Siam los azovios. He only puts the corner angles. And he doesn't put anything else. Bilvat, alone. Lo siam los ametzers. He doesn't draw the line all the way for the whole side. Or he makes like this on two sides. Just this.
The diagonal.
Not this and this on four sides. Not a diagonal.
Corner markers.
No, corner markers on the diagonal.
Like this. Opposite, yeah, opposite. He just does this. Okay. Oh, Shasim Lo Shnei Mitzvah. He kind of connects two borders You know, the south, whatever, the northeast and southwest, whatever, can mean gam, which means a gamma, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, which I think looks like that, right? That's the Greek. I think that's what he's saying is based on. But that's the shape. That's the shape.
Okay.
Oh, what's the kamin gam? Oh, shesiem lo chelek. One second. I skipped that one. Oh boy. Or he. One second. I'm not sure if I got the right one over here. Shesiem lo es chelek is yes. He's putting on. How's your English translate that? But here's the picture. He like draws it like that, I believe. Yeah, I didn't see it.
Is this an F you're talking about?
No. Shesiem lo es achelek means shekol tzad yeshos kamnoshim v'hutzien b'chol tzad rak soda shel echad ustein. Oh, I skipped it. No. It's not that.
Yeah.
He only marks part of on each side. Aha. He only marked this, let's say, on each side there's a lot of owners on a lot of sides, and he only mentions a couple of the owners. Let's say there's four owners on one side, he mentions like two out of the four owners or something like that. I think that's what he means. Oshasiem lo chelek. In other words, on every side there's many properties of many people, and he puts a sign on each side. Just a field of, let's say, one of them. Let's say there's four guys who own on the east side, and he mentions Chaim Yankel's on one side, on the east, and he doesn't mention the other three guys, and he mentions one guy on the other side, something like that. So now the question is, you know, is a person just, let's say, puts two out of the four? Did he mean to sell strips of the property? Is that what he meant? Is that what's happened? Or no? We assume that he meant the whole thing. In other words, these are all doubtful situations. We're not clear what he meant. Even when he puts the things over here, maybe he wanted to do from one corner to the other across this way, and from one corner going this way. Okay, we're not sure what he means in any of these scenarios over here. So what's the halacha? Hareza lo kana es kulam. He doesn't get all of it. He can't get everything that's inside of it, because if he wanted that, he would have put a simple square. So we know he meant something different. So what does he mean by putting four of these? Well, maybe he meant, you know, a strip this way and a strip that way. You know, maybe that's what he meant. I mean, like, why didn't you just put a square? So we're not sure. But he can only acquire that which would normally be given. He only acquires kfi masha mosar. And over here they have a different thing. Kfi hametzar masha mosar. He only can get what was marked. Lo, v'kama shiridam, and how much did the dayanim judge it? Again, it's a questionable situation, and the judges are the one who make the final ruling on all the three of these cases. Since it's totally not clear, we do not know what they actually meant. Okay, we can do one more. It's not hard. Hamoicher bayis l'chaveiro b'bira gadol. Let's say you sell a room in a house, in a big house, in a mansion. You're selling a room in a big mansion. That's what he's selling. I'm selling you a bias, okay? But that's a bias in English translated house doesn't translate in Hebrew the same way. But it's in a huge castle, okay? Now, even though what he outlined the house, he outlined the mansion's outline.
I mean to sell the whole thing.
All right. And there's a few people who call a mansion a house. See, he's saying, I'm selling you a house. Now, what he meant to do is, he's going to sell you, let's say, one apartment in the mansion, or one section of the mansion. But some people will call a mansion a house. So even though
the whole building.
Yeah, even though he drew the bigger dimensions, and some people call a house, a mansion a house, still, Lokona El Habayis, well, he only gets the house. And why did he make the big the big picture. He just makes it to inflate the buyer, as it were. As it were, say, oh, look what kind of nice area you're going to be in over here. Right? He didn't mean to be specific over here, but he didn't. If I said, you know, it's like, wow, you're in a beautiful mansion. Your house is in a beautiful mansion. It's a nice neighborhood. You know, it's not like this rinky-dinky thing. That's all he meant. But the ilu macherlo, because, and here's the logic, the ilu macherlo kol abir, because he wanted to sell him the whole mansion, he would have written a little bit more than that. He would have written, hayakosel, he would have read, v'lo hinachti lefane b'merchus, and I'm not leaving over anything in this sale. I'm not holding anything back in the sale. That would have shown that he meant to give him the whole thing. Similarly, we could say this with a field. Let's say you sell a field in a large valley. Same thing. And he puts the outline of the large valley, okay? But he said, I'm selling a field. So
he doesn't draw the individual field as well?
No, he just writes the big valley. I'm selling you a field, and here's the dimensions of the valley. So anyway, Mitzorim Heim Shehir Chavlo, he's just, again, inflating the picture to make it look like, oh, it's a wonderful valley, and you have good neighbors, and this and this. It's an amazing place over here. And he doesn't get the whole bika, and he only gets a one piece of property. How much?
Yeah.
We'd have to go back to other things. We'd have to look for other criteria to know how much he would sell him in a field. Let's say there's like 10
standard,
little fields in there. So I'm going to send you a field, whatever. But he doesn't mean the entire valley. Okay, yes.